This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 200 million Americans who've been suffering through a dangerous heat wave are finally getting relief beginning today, as that heat wave will break across the plains, Midwest, and the Northeast, which is good news to this man in Brooklyn, New York, where the utility company had to cut power to customers overnight to try to prevent a more widespread outage.
Just soaking in my own sweat, basically, and came out and just went to a gas station, got coffee and that kind of thing, just walking around watching the police work.
Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens' body will lie in repose at the High Court today. His funeral and burial at Arlington National Cemetery scheduled for tomorrow. Stevens served on the court for nearly 35 years, retired in 2010, and died last week at the age of 99. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
I would take with a significant grain of salt any Iranian assertion about actions that they've taken.
That's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo after Iran claims that government authorities there have arrested 17 CIA spies that had been recruited to provide information on the Islamic Republic's nuclear and military sites. Pompeo says,
understand that the Iranian regime has a long history of lying. They lied about where they shut down the American UAV. They've now lied in the last few days about where they took down this tanker. It's part of the nature of the Ayatollah to lie to the world.
Some of those that Iran claims to have taken into custody have already been sentenced to death. The CIA has not commented yet on the report. Eight people injured after lightning strikes Florida's Clearwater Beach yesterday afternoon. One man still in critical condition after he took a direct hit, causing him to go into cardiac arrest. Find us online at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A confirmation vote is expected Tuesday for Mark Esper to become the next Secretary of Defense. John Clements reports.
The 55-year-old Mark Esper, who has served as Secretary of the Army since November 2017, is expected to be approved by the full Senate. Earlier during the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, Dr. Esper answered a key question about Iran in this exchange with Senator Jack Reed.
We will meet anytime, anywhere, without precondition, to discuss issues with the Iranians to get us on the diplomatic path.
So you think that diplomatic path is the most thoughtful way to proceed?
Diplomacy always is.
I'm John Clemens.
Subaru has discovered a defect so severe that it's planning to buy back a number of legacy sedans and Outback SUVs that have already landed in owners' driveways. Faulty welds in the car could not only lead to an accident, according to the automaker, but increase the risk of injuries to vehicle occupants if one occurs. The plan is to recall and check out about 2,100 cars for the defect, of which 200 are expected to need repairs immediately. About 20 of those cars are in the hands of consumers, and the rest have yet to be delivered. The announcement is rare for for Subaru, but not unique at a time when automotive recalls have been running at or near record levels. A year ago, Subaru had to make a similar move when it discovered welding defects on 243 of the then-new Ascent SUVs. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Happy Monday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. As always, as we take a look and, you know, what happened on the Sunday TV news shows. Well, I guess the easy summary is this, okay? We've got a crisis with Iran right now. The crisis at the border continues, and even Democrats, I guess, are starting to figure this out, that they can no longer resist the obvious that's happening down there. I mean, we've gone through full hysteria from what's happening, you know, in terms of the reference to them being concentration camps. Just more, let's just add more fuel to the fire here as opposed to, let's bring some water and things to help tamp that out. All right. So anyway, okay, crisis with Iran, crisis at the border. We've got the Mueller testimony coming up, because Jerry Nadler says that they want to hear, they want to hear it from Mueller's lips, I guess, you know, that if they, because he already said, look at him, I've got nothing more to report than what's on four corners of the book, 448 pages. I mean, they make it sound like as if nothing has been said already. Well, no, the report has been published. It's out there. But, Democrats in normal fashion feel like most Americans are a bunch of idiots and they don't read the report and they're not up to date on it. So it's just really important that we continue to waste more money on this investigation. We have Mueller come up, even though he's already, I guess in a sense, is going to be a bit of a reluctant, subject there during these hearings. They all but came close to exercising a subpoena, but they're not going to exercise a subpoena on their own, you know. So it's like, okay, you need to come here. And so he finally relented, and after making some adjustments, he's going to show up this week, and we'll see. You know, Chris Wallace says, well, hopefully it's not a dud. And I don't know what that means, why Chris Wallace would comment on that after all. I mean, his position as an interviewer, why is it important for him to make a comment like that? What is he? And it makes you wonder, what do you think it wouldn't, you know, would make it not a dud? What would make it not a dud is that there would be something that would come out of it that would give the Democrats more ground in which to pursue an impeachment, right? Which already came before the House, and, roughly about a third, you know, said, hey, okay, we'll go along with that, and maybe less than a third said, yes, we're ready to go and proceed with impeachment. And, fortunately, most of the representatives said, nah, it ain't going to happen. So they just tabled it for now. So which means it'll come back. It's there. They've been chomping at the bit all this time. So, all right. So we have all this stuff going on. Iran, we've got the border. We've got Mueller coming up. And of course, then... How could we forget this is going to continue the chance the infamous chants in Greenville, North Carolina, where, you know, the people organically responded to the frustration that they have of people bashing our country. So the bottom line of all this, okay, in case you can't figure this out, it's all Trump's fault, okay? The racial divide, everything now has become racism. Everything is so racist in our country, it's like it's losing its definition the way it's going on. And even the way this thing, this whole deal has been handled with the chats, and even, you know, President Trump's tweet a week ago. I mean, this might be the longest running tweet he's had in terms of, you know, the amount of thrust behind this, because the media loves this deal because he gave them a headline. You know, part of it is a lie, but it doesn't matter. It gets them ratings. They can talk about this, and, you know, they're all revved up about it, because what they have to do is they have to segment the quote. They have specially edited out the quote and taken it out of context. And it's amazing to me why no one in the media is balancing this out. And even Stephen Miller, I think Stephen Miller did an excellent job in schooling Chris Wallace. And, you know, wow, what an asset for the president. I mean, very impressive the way he took on Chris Wallace. And Chris Wallace, I mean, got exposed big time. If anybody thought that Chris Wallace was down the middle and that he was subjective in any way, no. Stephen Miller just took the shroud off of Chris Wallace and Fox News big time. You know, the situation, again, the way they all look at it, and like I said, this tweet. What did the president say? He said, look, if you don't like the country, in essence, you don't like the country, then go back to your own country. That's what's being reported, not part two. Part two was, go fix the problem there in your own country, and then come back and show us how you fix the problem, so that we could be so much better, because you're so smart and you got it all figured out, and that America is so bad, that and you are so worthy and so smart as freshman of Congress that you've got it all figured out. But you got problems in your own, whether it's you want to say your state or your country. You know, go take care of your problems and then come back. He didn't say go away, of course. And then, you know, so the media focuses on that. And the other thing is because they're women. So now we got to focus on the fact it's women. And, oh, yes. They are women of color. And so this really fires up the tempest, doesn't it? And the media loves this, but they're not about to play it down the middle and say, wait a minute, here's what the president said. And they're not about to analyze, okay, what is the core reaction of all those thousands of people in Greenville, North Carolina, responding, you know, send her back. What is it? You know, and they miss out on it. And what their conclusion is that anybody who is frustrated with the anti-patriotism of Colin Kaepernick, you know, that as we talked, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I don't know, you know, what the problem is with red, white, and blue. All of a sudden, that's become offense. You know, the American flag has become an offense. Betsy Ross has become an offense. You know, it's like, this thing is so racially charged on so many levels. This is where, as Lisa Booth said very wisely, and Chris Wallace couldn't pick up on it, is that in her job as a pundit and as an observer of culture, she says, this is what's going on. This is where our culture is right now. You know, the question is, who's going to be the Obi-Wan Kenobi? Who's going to be able to get us out of this? Or is it going to require some sort of 9/11, which, as Omar said, was, you know, just some people that did some things, you know, right? But is that what it's going to take? Again, something like that to bring us all together, to wake us up, you know, from some sense of reality. But the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, I was, again, challenged by this thought as I was, I was doing, you know, some reading, is that, you know, this is all a result of where our culture is right now, because we decided to turn our backs on God for the most part. And if God is love and you're looking for love, but you have turned your back on the very essence of love, what do you expect? You know, it's like our hearts have all grown cold here, and our consciences have been seared, because we're seeing things according to our own eyes. Lots of opinion out there, and the absence of fact and truth. Opinion reigns, and it is flying all over the place, and it is whirling us up. So until this country gets anchored in the truth again, I'm sorry to say, I think it's just going to get worse. So get ready. And, of course, we'll keep talking about it and encourage you to really reach for the higher calling.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, just the way you like to hear from us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Taking a quick review of the Sunday news shows, as I said, the bottom line after all the crisis we're dealing with, it's Trump's fault, okay? Trump is the problem. Republicans are the problem. 50% of the nation has been invalidated by the Democrats, the woke community that has decided that unless you are woke like them, you have no place. You deserve to not be heard and set aside. And again, this became obvious with the media. I mean, let's face it, the media is just over the top. I don't know if they can even begin to embrace anything down the middle, which is what we need. And I say that because the way they're handling this, they are becoming more of the problem. And they clearly have become the propaganda arm for the Democratic Party. They say they want unity. They would hope for it. But what they do is they continue to point out and headline all the differences. Like Elijah Cummings, you know, talking about the president being racist. Jerry Nadler. I mean, these are, you know, chairs of committees, experienced congressmen. And the things that they say about the president, it's absolutely disgusting. I mean, here it is, Nadler claims that A.G. Barr and the president have continued to lie, as he says, six ways to Sunday, is what he says, whatever that means. You know, I guess six ways. It's the old saying, you know, of course. But, you know, for some of the young millennials, they hear six ways to Sunday and they go, what is six ways? You know, don't ponder it. It's just one of those old things, that's all. And it just means that in every direction possible, supposedly, the president. And this is all being said, again, by a chair of Congress. And where is the decorum that, you know, should be happening? Of course, the media continues to report on this. And, of course, on Face the Nation, you have Liz Cheney being interviewed by Margaret Brennan, right? Margaret Brennan, who is CBS's new Pride and Joy. And amazing, you know, Liz Cheney was interrupted, a dozen times, I believe, during, you know, her interview with Margaret Brennan. Back at the end, Margaret Brennan was a little frustrated. She says, oh, gosh, I want to talk about Iran, but we ran out of time. Well, it's because you spent all this time talking about, you know, the four Democratic females of the Democratic apocalypse. You spent all the time chasing that ghost, and then you're frustrated because you forgot to talk about something that was probably most important. I'm sure maybe the producers may have gotten her a little bit on that one. But, you know, she interrupts Liz Cheney, the point is, 12 times, all right? Adam Schiff's on there. How many times he gets interrupted? How about zero, okay? He gets interrupted zero amount of times. And there was another Democrat that was on, and I think Cory Booker. Cory Booker was the other one that she had interviewed, and he got interrupted once. So, I mean, is it clear that they're so set up? I mean, and this is even like the Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace is just totally, he's totally out of the bag here. Now, he's fully exposed. I mean, the way he was interrupting Stephen Miller nonstop about what's going on. I mean, I understand it's his show, and he's trying to move things around. But, I mean, it's like, let the guy finish making a point. And it's clear that you disagree with him. I mean, you know, if the Trump administration is thinking, I'm sure they're all aware of this now. I mean, it's so clear that before, you know, go to Fox and you go, okay, hey, you know, I can breathe a little bit. It's kind of like when Steve Cortez is here with us, as opposed to on CNN. I don't know if you caught this the other night on CNN. I mean, they're out of control. And Steve takes more bullets in the name of conservatism. I mean, I'm really proud of the job he does. At least when he comes here, he gets to breathe a little bit, and we get to talk, and they say, okay, you know, let's find out where you're going. Let's get an understanding, clearly, of what's happening. But in this case here, it has Face the Nation with Liz Cheney. And Liz Cheney, I got to tell you, I mean, she's so articulate. She represents, you know, the conservative cause and the GOP brilliantly. And she can, she's just brilliant in how she presents the case. And Margaret Brennan didn't know what to do because Liz is not to be fooled. I mean, she is she's an excellent representative and spokesperson on all these issues on so many levels. And of course, what Brennan wanted to talk about was, you know, what was racist, you know, that these were racist statements. Well, I guess it's in the eye of the beholder. And right now what's happening with the woke Democrats is that everything is racist. And so if everything's racist, you know, hey, kumbaya, then nothing is racist anymore. And, you know, and if it has something to do with any person of color, and, you know, but any person of color, and also the other descriptor, is that if it comes from the GOP, automatically it's racist. But if you're like Presley, who last week said, look at, you know, if you're black, you better bring your black voice. If you're brown, bring your brown voice, whatever that means. I'm brown, but I don't know about a brown voice. I guess I must have missed that in school or somewhere on the corner, that there was this specific brown voice. I know that there's certain things people want me to articulate because I'm Hispanic. And when we sit down and talk and really reason about what my viewpoint is and where we're coming from, which is, you know, the greater good. I mean, you have over 50% of the Hispanic community. They're saying, look, they don't like what's going on the border any more than most of us do here. And I said, you know, I say most of us. I mean, you know, I understand. Because what's happening with this illegal immigration, it's encroaching on their ability to make a living. It's compromising their communities. And you got to understand, the people that get, you know, pummeled with this, first of all, are the Hispanic communities. Because it's not like all the illegal immigrants, even though Cher has invited them to stay with them at her house, her mansion. Of course, she realized a week later, not really. You got to understand, because I do a lot of concerts. I'm at home that much. It wouldn't be convenient. Whole deal. But you know what I'm saying is that birds of a feather flock together. So where are they going to go? They're going to go into these Hispanic communities. At least there's some level of communication that can take place. And that's where they are. I mean, MS-13 is not going and camping out in Beverly Hills. Okay? They're not camping out in Westchester County. You know, there are specific areas, and MS-13, right at this point where they are in the evolution of their gang, it's right in the midst of Hispanic communities. And you've got a president who's looking out for all Americans. I mean, you're going to tell me that what has happened with our economy has only favored, you know, white people? Look at, Hispanics are making more money than they've ever made before. You know, their average rate of income has gone up dramatically. What was it? With one report last week, according to H&R Block, there's been a dramatic increase, according to their reports. Something like 25% has been the income increase in this last year under President Trump. Now, some of that gets homogenized because what happens is that 25% of growth. And I'm sure as HR, you know, and other tax preparers are doing, people go, oh, honey, wow, did you realize how much more money we made? Well, I guess maybe Donald Trump was right. I guess maybe the media is lying to us after all, because we're actually doing better off. Well, you know, because it's now amortized on a monthly basis as opposed to one big check. Now, for the people that are used to getting big checks, like my son, and he was shocked and upset about it at first, but I said, but you're getting it every month. Instead of having it held off on an annual basis, you got your money every month. It's not, you know, one big check, but it adds up to an even bigger check when you add up the additional monies that you're getting every month. He was a little surprised by that. But, you know, people aren't willing to do the extra math. They're just willing to hear the 8-second sound bites of the prejudiced media that wants to continue to hold us back. And it's holding us back because, as I said before, you imagine if we had a little bit of cooperation, what this country would be doing on behalf of all Americans? What would our GDP be looking at? We're 3.2, and that's with a stick in the spokes, brought to you by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the rest of the Democrats. Why? Because they don't want this president to get reelected. They think he's a total farce. But look what, we're winning, ladies and gentlemen. We've got more coming up. Stay with us right here.
This is sponsored by Sprint. Sprint wants customers to connect with friends and family across the globe at amazingly low rates. Today, Sprint is offering an all-new international long-distance call option to Colombia from the United States. Colombia Unlimited includes unlimited calls from the U.S. to mobile phones and landlines in Colombia for just $5 extra per month on select unlimited plans. Alberto Lorente, Director of Multicultural Marketing.
In addition to offering free calls to Mexico, we are excited to now include a valuable service so that more people can communicate with their friends and family in Latin America. At Sprint, we are committed to offering our customers the best value so that they can enjoy international calls at a very low cost.
Add this international option to Sprint Unlimited Basic, Plus, and Premium plans. For more information about this incredible new plan, visit sprint.com/ILD specials.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 200 million Americans who've been suffering through a dangerous heat wave are finally getting relief beginning today, as that heat wave will break across the plains, Midwest, and the Northeast, which is good news to this man in Brooklyn, New York, where the utility company had to cut power to customers overnight to try to prevent a more widespread outage.
Just soaking in my own sweat, basically, and came out and just went to a gas station, got coffee and that kind of thing, just walking around watching the police work.
Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens' body will lie in repose at the High Court today. His funeral and burial at Arlington National Cemetery scheduled for tomorrow. Stevens served on the court for nearly 35 years, retired in 2010, and died last week at the age of 99. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is the director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks, John Tamney, joins us. John, how are you?
Hey, I'm great.
Hey, good to have you here. Let's talk about government spending. I mean, here we are looking at a cap. We've got a new budget that we're looking at. I know President Trump is trying to do everything he can to manage this debt, but you've got a lot of dynamic tension, you know, from Democrats who love to spend, and there's just never enough for them.
Well, I think it's true to say that there's never enough for either political party. Let's never forget that Congress has the power of the purse. Democrats have control of the Congress right now, but for the longest time, Republicans did, and spending continued to grow. And so my take is that this is no surprise. Politicians exist to spend. That's why they're there. The only way you can limit this, I think the reason spending continues to grow is that revenues continue to grow. And I don't see either political party saying that the only way to really cut taxes is to reduce them so much that revenues actually decline. And so here we are. So long as revenues continue to grow, and they're going to grow as far as the eye can see, we're the most dynamic economy in the world. We're going to produce enormous sums for politicians to misallocate until politicians say that it's not the job of the American people to fund endless government growth.
Well, look what happened this past week. You've got You got Mike Lee and Rand Paul saying, look it, before we approve this bill for 9/11 first responders, and I think everybody in the country says, look it, we need to protect them. But why can't you do a pay-as-you-go? Why can't you ask for some sort of responsible management? And what previously had occurred, it was there was proper oversight. And as a result, I mean, which was interesting, because they said, look, we had proper oversight. There's been no, there hasn't been any fudging on the numbers. It's been legit. They've done a great job in managing it. And now under this new bill that's going to go, what, till, what, 2070? That there's no oversight and there's no you can't even ask the question to say, hey, look, I think we ought to make sure we cover the bill and the payment for this. And boy, you know, Mike Lee and Rand Paul are all but tarred and feathered for that.
Well, and I guess my response is that I'll even criticize them. Once you find your purpose, once you say, okay, federal government shouldn't pay for this, this, and this, but it should pay for this. Basically, what you're saying is that you're endorsing massive government as far as the eye can see, because everyone's got something that they think they can justify. Oh, well, this is what the federal government should do. It's all too rare for politicians to say, you know what, the Constitution exists to limit the power of the federal government, that if you want big government, there's nothing wrong with that, but have it locally. And I know that Mike Lee has been a constitutionalist, so has Rand Paul, but again, once you say, okay, well, we'll make an exception for 9/11 first responders, you're basically endorsing making an exception for everything, because everyone's got some pet project they want the federal government to fund. And so I think it's a big mistake when we empower the federal government to do these kinds of things. I also think it's a big mistake when we focus on debt. The reality is the U.S. can raise enormous amounts of debt because investors trust a country's debt that's backed by the most productive people on earth. The focus should be on spending. Government spending is a misallocation of resources that shrinks the economy, that shrinks our freedom. It's time that Republicans and Democrats talk about it, but they don't, and they never will. They're there to spend money.
The fix is in, isn't it, John? I mean, as you say, they're there to fix money, but everything that reward, I mean, we know people do that which they get rewarded for. And so everything about this model rewards, the big government consciousness. I mean, you can have people, you know, Republicans on the other side, excuse me, say otherwise, but clearly, the evidence is, it's empirical. I mean, they cannot help themselves.
I hear you, but I reject that. I look back to 2006. I think one reason Republicans lost control of the House in 2006 is that their own voting base thought these guys have no control over their ability to reduce spending at all, and so why keep them in there? Mm-hmm. I always hear Republicans say, well, you know, how can we compete with the Democrats if they're offering a bunch of free stuff? And my response is, if that's what you believe, get out of Congress, because you don't belong. Because if you can't make a better case than for freedom over the waste and the sloth that results from government spending, if you can't make a case that the private sector does a much better job of allocating resources, then you don't belong in the party and you don't belong in Congress, because I can easily make a case for vastly reduced government spending. And if politicians can't, get out, find someone new, because I'm tired of the excuse of Republicans that we can't beat Santa Claus. We can easily beat Santa Claus.
Yeah, I guess I'm not tracking with you enough to see where there's conflict in what I said and what you're saying, because I think we're in agreement.
Well, because, but I think you're saying that people are rewarded for growing government, and that's
always
the
assumption. Well, I'm saying that's the system, and that's what you said early on, and I agree with that. The model right now which we're operating on is that the politicians are rewarded for offering up all these Christmas gifts because they get reelected. And the voter tells them, I mean, on one hand, they're saying, hey, look, some say a percentage that government is running away, that debt is a national security problem, but yet they keep reelecting these same people that have caused the problem.
Well, yeah, no, I know. But I would just say, I don't think if you talk to most Republican voters, they would say that they don't like all the spending. I think a politician that actually has principle and says, hey, you know what, the Constitution doesn't allow for the vast majority of what the federal government does, it's time to have that discussion, I think that person could win. And so the assumption is, of course, that politicians are rewarded for wasting money. I don't believe that's true. I think that politicians would be rewarded even more if they said, you know what, you people produce a lot of wealth. We produce nothing, and it's important that we do everything possible to limit our consumption of what the American people produce. But it's rare to hear a politician say it, because everyone's got okay, government should shrink, but, and I think an obvious example is military spending. Look, I'm from a military family. I'm pro-military a lot, but you know what? Once you agree that the military is the exception, you're agreeing that everything should be the exception. And so we have a $4 trillion, $5 trillion government. Imagine what we're losing with that. Imagine all the progress that's not happening because government's so large. And it's not about deficits. Look, we're the richest country on earth. We can run up debt. The problem is the level of spending.
Well, I guess I agree with you for the most part, and maybe it's a little bit of apples and oranges here, and it's not that you and I should, you know, totally agree on it. Hopefully our audience is tracking with what we're trying to, you know, point out here, and we're not confusing ourselves in the process or them. That's more important, because, I mean, I'm like you. I'm waiting for somebody who can take the lead on this, that can break through the noise and say, look, there is such a thing as a responsible government, and we can make, you know, we can go after and do some things and begin to make it reasonable, at least, to bring forth, you know, these ideas to restrict some of this spending and make it be responsible.
Yeah, no, it would be great to hear that discussion, and I think my take on the path to doing this is not to give the tired old argument that, oh, if we don't reduce spending, we are headed for Greece. Well, guess what? We're not. We're nothing like Greece. The United States is populated by the most brilliant, economically productive people on earth.
I might add hardest working people on earth too, John. I mean, they bust their picks, and they've done this. We've done this from generation to generation. I mean, we're not taking, this country doesn't take an entire month off in the summer for holiday, do we?
No, we don't. And so I think we've got to start talking about, not about how we're headed for Armageddon, but how much better off we could be if government were a fraction of the size, how much more resources we'd have to fight cancer in the private sector, to enhance, make the internet seem primitive by comparison. A smaller government would be brilliant for an already brilliant nation.
Can you imagine how much we would save just in duplicative waste alone? I mean, Senator Coburn pointed out something like $450 billion in duplicative waste. John Tamney, thank you so much for being with us.
Sponsored by Ameriglide. Featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please, do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. 800-768-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
It's kind of amazing, you know, you think about this, you know, the way the race card is being thrown around, you know, so what happens when everything's racist? Now, you know, the next step is that, well, you know, he's a super racist. He must be a super racist. We're just going to climb the ladder of ridiculous hyperbole. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Alveda King joins us now, the evangelist, director of civil rights for the unborn, for Priests for Life. Dr. King, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Bill, it's wonderful to join you. And I tell you, it's a great day. Every day is that we're
bringing Amen. Amen. Well, it is the opportunity, as I was reading this morning again, you know, sharing with our audience earlier, Alveda, is that, look, you know, because we've turned our back on God, we yeah. really don't understand love. We don't understand compassion. We only understand it through our own eyes and through the limitation of our humanity. And we're crying out for love and compassion, but we don't have the capacity because we're not connected to the one, you know, the source of it all, are we?
We are not. And, you know, I do actually have a book, America Returned to God. I think it's still out there in Amazonville or however you get them. Mm-hmm. And when we go away from God, then things begin to get kind of murky and people begin to hate each other, turn inward to self. Everything's about me. But when we come back to God, we get insight. We are enlightened. And that's what we're going to have to do with all of these situations, whether it's Iran, that's right at the top of the news right now, I understand, or
exactly.
racism in America, or whether we should abort babies. And human trafficking, there's just so many things. But, you know, in the middle of that, God really is shining because the economy is up. People are going back to work. Crime is going down because when people are at work, they don't have time to break in your house. You know, some of those things are happening as well.
Well, but the challenge is, and in other empires of the past, you can be deluded into thinking and saying, well, the economy's doing well, so it must not be all that bad. But when you hear what's going on in the culture right now, and people are at each other's throats, I mean, President Trump puts out a tweet and saying to these four particular women, congresswomen, saying, look, if you're so upset with the country, if it's that bad, you know, of course, the media's only reporting on half of it. He says,
yeah.
Why don't you go home? And that's all they stopped. They stopped there. That was not the end of the sentence. The end of the sentence was, why don't you go home and fix it and then come back and show us how? But they don't want to talk about the other part of the tweet, do they?
They don't. And the other part, and it seems as though some people think I made matters worse because I called the ladies Jezebel. And some people liked me doing that. Some people did not doing that. But President Trump did not say send her home specifically talking about any one particular one of them. But he says, if you hate America, why are you here?
Yeah.
If you're going to be in America, let's build to America together. But see, the media won't let you see that perspective of it. And they'll only want to try to skew it or turn it around because I did an actual full article on what I said after I said Jezebel-esque, trying to do a wordplay. But
yes.
It did really step on a million toes. But what I said, I did ask a question. Of the four ladies and everybody in America, including myself, including you, what can we do together?
Exactly. Well, that's the point.
Unify this country. Let me say this. You know, President Kennedy, he happened to have been a Democrat. So I'm going to quote a Democrat, everybody, if you're listening, even though I'm a Republican. He said, ask not what my country can do for me, but what I can do for my country.
Amen.
And that's the mindset that thinking about the least of these, thinking about others, that's returning to God. If we think about others, we come back to God.
Yeah, interesting that when you had used Jezebel-esque women, I got in trouble because I referred to them as the four women of the Democratic apocalypse. And so, you know, maybe I took it a little bit further than Jezebel, but I think it is prophetic if you have ears and eyes to see what's going on, because what are these women telling us? I mean, interesting, there was, I don't know if you caught this or not, Alveda, but there was a man on the street who went into Omar's district. And he's talking to the men there, and they're saying, hey, we hate America. We'd much rather be in Somalia. So it's like going, wait a minute, you're not captive here. Why are you here? And then the other thing, too, the other question was, well, do you believe in the Constitution or Sharia? They go, oh, no, we'd much rather be ruled by Sharia.
Well, then, no, better do that. This is not Shariaville.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, but when I see, I'm doing it again, and I did promise my advisors that I would not get too far out there.
I'm sorry, I revved you up. It's my fault. Blame it on me. It's my fault.
No. But if you don't like it, go somewhere that you do like. Don't try to make us into Sharia.
Right.
Because then you won't have the America that you think you want to be in anyway. Because none of what we have can exist under Sharia law. It cannot. It just can't.
And of course, these are the men. The men's response. And it was interesting. There were some women that said the same thing. And I thought, oh, my goodness, you get to drive here. You got all the freedom. You know, you can go to school. You know, your daughters, the future for your daughters much brighter. And you'd much rather be in an oppressive government. And that's the thing I think sometimes is hard for us to realize, because we want to project our benefits and our understanding of liberty on others when others, they're not ready for it any more than some people. Alveda, they're not ready for salvation. They don't think they need salvation.
Yeah, they don't. And they don't, but we need to, I think we can do a better job of explaining what salvation is as a gift.
Yes.
It brings you love. It brings you hope. You begin to care about others just as much as you care about yourself. And you can see yourself through a lens that you're not everything you thought you were. We need to be better people. We do need salvation. Yes, we do.
Yeah, but you cannot even begin to understand the desire to be better and the opportunity to be better if you are not, you're not connected with God in any way.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's for the atheist or the religion that denies the gift of Christ. I mean, Christ, the gift of Christ is simply L-O-V-E. That's what Christ is.
Amen.
L-O-V-E. And who doesn't need love?
Yeah. Well, here we are today to be in the world, not of it. and to make that difference. And when you look at what President Trump is doing, and I know that you have met with him near regularly, and you know firsthand his heart. And let me ask you straight up, is the president a racist, as Elijah Cummings has said flat out that he believes that Donald Trump is a racist?
President Trump is not a racist. And you know how you can clearly see that? There's a scripture. You've heard me quote it. I learned it from my daddy, A.D. King, my uncle, M.L., Martin Luther King, Daddy King, their dad. Of one blood, God made all people to live together on the face of the earth, after 1726. And that's why my uncle could easily say, we must learn to live together as brothers. I had a sister, or perish together as fools, because we are human. There's one race with many ethnicities, and that's by design. So President Trump said, we all bleed the same. So no, he's not a racist. And then he goes on to further prove it. He's given millions of dollars to historically black colleges and universities. The job market is up for everybody, but you can especially notice it in the African-American community. He is standing against abortion, and black people suffer more from abortion than anybody. And he's saying we've got to have alternatives to killing people. That's not going to solve America's problem. So he's very clear. Getting people out of jail. A lot of those are black people.
Exactly.
Criminal justice reform.
Right.
So he's real good with that. And so, no, he's not a racist. He's, and as a matter of fact, he has blacks in his administration. The media is just flat out lying that he doesn't have anybody black in his administration. Of course he does.
Yeah, of course. Blacks and women.
All of that. Yeah.
Right. Well, again, the reckless rhetoric, whether it's of Ilhan Omar or any of the other three women, AOC, for their desire for attention. I mean, this is very reckless. This does not unite us. And of course, in the face of everything else, and I think that this was all a culmination of, you know, the Betsy Ross flag is a problem. You know, red, white, and blue, the flag is a problem. We've got a national soccer team going out there representing our country that we want to cheer and support. But now it's like, that's a problem. And then on top of that, then you got to understand, according to their new dictum and their new woke theology, is that, the team wouldn't have won unless it had gay people, and they ignored a very talented woman who had proved herself time and again, but because she was Christian, you know, she couldn't come in and be part of the reindeer games with that national
team. And, you know, and the other thing, because the women have been pointing out, the women's team say, when a man comes in and identifies as a woman, he's stronger, taller, and all that stuff, so he just mocks femininity totally.
Yes.
And changes that game. And then with Brother Kaepernick, when he takes the knee, and the only thing I said is that at least it was peacefully done, yeah, but
right.
He didn't pray. When my daddy, A.D. King, took the knee, or Martin Luther King, or any of them back in the 60s, they were praying to God.
Right. Exactly.
To first heal me and then heal everybody, you know, change me. So you've got to, that is, again, return to God.
Right.
And we're not, we've got to do that, Bill.
Well, the combination, Alveda, my point is, of all this negativity about America, it has just pounded everybody, and the president got fed up with it and responded, and I believe that he hit a nerve of the American people. That's why the other night in North Carolina, organically, though he didn't like it necessarily, that they responded, you know, send her back, you know, and he said he didn't necessarily approve of that statement, but he understood why people are responding this way.
But that's clear. If you don't like it, go back.
Yeah, what's, you know, and especially this president who wants you to be the best you can be, if I can say that, using an old military term. But, you know, it's like, hey, you got the gifts, you got the talents, and he's given you an opportunity like no other president in modern era to go out there and be the best you can be. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's also why people are happier than ever. Alveda King, always an honor to have you with us. Where can they go for more information, if you can direct them?
Well, when you said be the best you can be, I've got a book called Be You. Look at alvedaking.com for my book.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.